This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, February 15th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on Ozarks, discussions at the state capitol about the future of the Arkansas Lottery Scholarships, live music with Still on the Hill, Emily Cates and Mike Shirky inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and more.
First, as we reported a few weeks ago, a bill regarding voter ID is moving through the Arkansas legislature. Arkansas voters are currently asked to show ID when voting. A new bill approved in Senate committee yesterday would require voters to show a government-issued ID when casting a ballot. The Senate State Agencies and Governmental Affairs Committee passed the bill on a voice vote. Its sponsor, Republican Representative Brian King of Green Forest, insists there is voter fraud happening in Arkansas and says the need for the bill is a simple one.
To protect the integrity of the elections. I mean, we see an election after election here in Arkansas, you know, that they continue to say there's no voter fraud in Arkansas. Every time I've brought up a bill, they say there's no voter fraud. There's voter fraud going on.
Opponents insisted the only voter fraud involves absentee ballots, and despite the bill, those would still be an easier target for voter fraud than votes cast in person. William Elamine, who volunteers his time in Lincoln County to drive older voters to their polling places, says the bill will affect elderly Arkansans and that fraud isn't what lawmakers should be focused on in the voting system.
The issue that is going on with election is better education for poll watchers. We need more election monitors. These are the election issues that we have, not voter ID.
Lawmakers went back and forth about the bill for about an hour and 45 minutes. One issue that may have to be worked out is funding. There is no appropriation to pay for voter IDs for those who don't already have a government-issued ID. Senator King told reporters after the meeting that if the Secretary of State's office didn't have money to carry the cost, the bill, should it be made law, wouldn't be implemented.
February is American Heart Month, and recent studies show about 6% of Arkansans have a heart disease diagnosis from a doctor. Lisa Washburn is an assistant professor of health for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. She says there is a troubling trend in the state.
The percentages for the risk factors like obesity are very, very high. 36% of adults in this state have hypertension, 11% have diabetes, and 40% have high cholesterol. And if you have those conditions, it's really important to be under a doctor's care, to take all your medications like you're supposed to.
She says women can protect their heart health and reduce their heart disease risk by 82% by maintaining a healthy weight, eating a healthy diet, and getting enough physical activity.
The city of Fort Smith is getting 6 new fire trucks in the name of ensuring quality fire coverage for years to come. Nearly a year ago, in March of 2012, Fort Smith residents voted in favor of a more than $9 million bond package for fire improvements. City Administrator Ray Gosak says that the new equipment includes 3 new pumper trucks and 3 new ladder trucks.
And that apparatus is arriving in Fort Smith this week, so we're going to unveil it at the Board of Directors meeting next Tuesday. Purchasing that equipment was one of the promises we made during the sales tax election campaign last year. And so we want to show voters that, you know, we're providing the progress as we promised last year. You know, this equipment will help us maintain our very favorable fire insurance rating in Fort Smith, and that rating affects what property owners pay for insurance.
In addition to the new equipment, the Fire Service Improvement Bond is paying for construction of a new fire station in the Chaffee Crossing area. Construction is expected to be complete by the end of the year.
The Next Step Day Room has officially selected a new executive director. Amy Sherrill has been named to that position, which she has filled on an interim basis since September. She joined the nonprofit as the marketing manager in November 2011. Prior to her time at the Next Step Day Room, she was a news reporter at the Times Record, the Southwest Times Record in Fort Smith. The organization is a homeless service in Fort Smith that offers a day shelter and resource center open weekdays for the area's homeless. The agency also operates 3 support homes in the community, 1 each for homeless military veterans, homeless women, and single homeless men.
The latest numbers from the Arkansas Racing Commission show that wagering on electronic games of skill is already up for the year at the state's two racetracks. According to the latest from Talk Business, Hot Springs-based Oaklawn posted $79.9 million in EGS wagers in the month of January, an increase of 22% over the previous January. Meanwhile, West Memphis-based Southland reported just over $148 million in January EGS wagers, an increase of 13% from January of 2012.
Could be some flurries tonight, mostly cloudy. Otherwise, lows will be in the upper 20s in the Arkansas River Valley, falling to around 20 or 21 for much of northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow, sunny, highs from 41 in northwest Arkansas to 44 in the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows from the mid to upper 20s.